Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
Today on the LA Report, the city of Los Angeles is in trouble with a federal judge over the way it handled evidence in a major homelessness lawsuit. Apartment inspections in some parts of LA County could soon get tougher. Landlords aren't happy about that. And the plan to expand Disneyland, called Disneyland Forward, comes before the Anaheim City Council tonight. Some in the city are pushing back against Disneyland Forward. It's Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. The city of Los Angeles could face penalties after a federal judge found city officials had tinkered with evidence in a homelessness lawsuit. Details from LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson.
Court records show that the city altered, modified, and created documents as part of its defense in a lawsuit filed by a group of unhoused people and a community organization. They claim the city violated their constitutional rights by taking and destroying tents, medication, and other belongings during encampment sweeps. The city said it only made administrative changes to some documents, but U.S. District Court Judge Dale S. Fisher pushed back. She said the city's credibility has been damaged significantly. The city attorney's office said they do not comment on pending litigation. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
The findings came from a forensic examination that was ordered in 2022. Apartment inspections in many parts of Los Angeles County are about to change in a big way. Details from LAist housing reporter David Wagner.
The Board of Supervisors was unanimous in approving a new program to inspect all apartments in unincorporated LA County at least once every 4 years. And landlords who fail to fix violations could have their rent payments withheld until they make repairs. Renters lined up during the Board of Supervisors meeting to describe situations where mold, pests, and lack of electricity have gone unaddressed for years. Landlord groups had hoped to see the county exempt owners with good records from routine inspections. The inspections are set to begin in about 6 months. For LAist 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
Let's circle back to a move last week by the supervisors in LA County. They voted to accept a $2.2 million state grant that'll cover the cost of hiring 8 new mobile teams of mental health specialists. They'll check in on people who've come through a mental health crisis,
so that they can hopefully avoid a future mental health crisis, get them into the care that they need, and we can hopefully avoid future interactions with the justice system and maybe even homelessness.
That's Kyla Coates. She works on mental health issues for Supervisor Janice Hahn. LA County says since 2021, it has doubled the number of its mental health crisis teams to 60. Now they'll offer help around the clock. When we come back, some in Anaheim are pushing back on Disneyland Forward, the plan to let Disneyland get bigger.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at NortonSimon.org.
Support comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years showcasing Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, featuring over 200 works ranging from narrative film, documentary films, photo exhibits, and new media. VC Film Fest honors our beloved elder cultural workers, linking them to present and emerging artists to empower communities and challenge perspectives. May 1st through 10th in Little Tokyo and in Long Beach. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. USC is catching heat for its decision to deny the valedictorian of the class of 2024 from giving a speech at the next month's graduation ceremony. University administrators say they made the decision because valedictorian Asna Tabassum has faced threats for her outspoken advocacy for Palestinian human rights. They say it's a safety issue, not a free speech issue. And UCLA constitutional law professor Eugene Volokh agrees.
Even if a public university did that, I don't think it would violate the First Amendment. I also think, though, this is bad. It's bad because it sends the message to people that if you want some speech canceled, all it takes is for presumably a few people to send some threats.
Valedictorian Asna Tabassum writes that she was disappointed in USC's decision and says the university has abandoned her. The San Gabriel City Council could decide tonight to eliminate the city's Human Equity, Access, and Relations Commission. It's also known as the HEAR Commission. It comes after that commission proposed a safe spaces program that would have encouraged businesses to post a rainbow sticker to show they welcome LGBTQ people. The full city council in San Gabriel turned that idea down, and now two members of the council want to eliminate the HEAR Commission. The Anaheim City Council will vote this evening on Disneyland Forward, a proposal to expand Disneyland. LA's reporter Yusra Farzan says some in the city don't like it.
The council will discuss zoning changes related to Disney's expansion plan. They will also consider the sale of three public streets to Disney, including Magic Way. Mike Robbins, who has lived in Anaheim since 1991, opposes this plan.
We don't want to lose the cut through to the 5 freeway that takes perhaps as much as 10 minutes of their commute time.
A city spokesperson said a Disney study showed only 1% of the drivers who take Magic Way use it to cut through to the freeway. If approved, the plans will come up in front of the city council again in May. I'm Yusra Farzan.
Carl Erskine, the last of the Brooklyn Dodgers boys of summer, has died. He was 97 years old. Erskine was one of the top pitchers with 5 Dodger teams that went to the World Series from 1949 to 1956, including the 55 team that beat the New York Yankees to win the Dodgers' first and only World Championship in Brooklyn. Ted Green directed the documentary film about Erskine called The Best We Got. He says Carl Erskine's career spanned the most transformative era of baseball.
This time saw the game go from trains to planes, from radio to TV, certainly from East Coast to West with San Francisco and Los Angeles, and most important, from segregated to integrated.
Erskine was the winning pitcher in the first game the Dodgers played in Los Angeles in 1958, a 6-5 victory over the San Francisco Giants before more than 78,000 fans at the LA Coliseum. Carl Erskine retired in 1959. He returned to his hometown of Anderson, Indiana, and he died at a hospital there this morning. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Be sure to listen again tomorrow morning when Suzanne Watley brings you the LA Report AM edition. The LA Report is produced by Libby Rainey and Tiffany Ujiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse, our director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about our stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.